Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a funky drummer deep dive intro pitch build in Ableton Live 12, designed for jungle, old school DNB, and rolling breakbeat vibes. The goal is to make something that feels like a real DJ tool, not just a loop with an effect slapped on top. So we want a break that starts clean, sits well in a mix, then gradually rises in pitch to create tension. Along the way, we'll keep the drums punchy, add a little filtering and atmosphere, and set it up so it can land into a drop or a full drum section. If you're brand new to this, don't worry, I'll keep it simple and practical, and I'll also point out the little details that make a big difference in jungle and old school DNB. First thing, load your funky drummer break into Ableton Live 12. Create a new audio track and drag the sample in. If the sample is long, trim it down to a clean section of the break. For this style, you usually want a 1-bar or 2-bar loop that has a strong kick, a solid snare backbeat, and some ghost notes or hat movement. That natural groove is the magic. It's what gives the intro character instead of sounding sterile. Now we need to make sure the break is locked to the grid. This is super important. Double-click the clip, turn warp on, and try beats warp mode first. For drum breaks, beats usually keeps the transients sharper and the groove more alive. Set the start point correctly if needed, and make sure the loop is tight and clean. If the break starts feeling floppy or overstretched, shorten the loop and keep it rhythmic. Jungle often sounds better when the break stays slightly raw. A good beginner move is to think in phrases. Instead of randomly automating stuff, think in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks. For this lesson, we're aiming for a 16-bar intro. A nice simple structure is bars 1 to 8 for the intro build, bars 9 to 12 for more tension, bars 13 to 16 for the pre-drop energy, and then bar 17 for the drop or the next section. Now let's create the pitch movement. There are a few ways to do this in Ableton, but the easiest beginner-friendly method is clip transpose automation. Click the audio clip, open the clip envelope or clip view, and automate transpose over time. Start at 0 semitones and gradually rise to plus 2, plus 3, or plus 4 semitones across 8 or 16 bars. For jungle and old school DNB, a subtle rise usually works best. Plus 2 to plus 4 semitones is a sweet spot. If you go too far too fast, it can start sounding gimmicky or cartoonish unless that's the effect you want. We're aiming for tension, not chaos. If you want a slightly more hands-on workflow, you can load the break into simpler on a MIDI track. That gives you easy pitch control, easier filtering, and more control over shaping the sound. But for this lesson, clip transpose is perfectly fine. Keep it simple and focused. Once the pitch idea is in place, we want the intro to feel DJ ready. A raw pitch rise alone can sound dry, so let's shape it with a couple of classic Ableton tools. Start with auto filter. Put auto filter after the break and use a low pass filter. Begin with the cutoff fairly closed, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then automate it opening over time. Add a little resonance if you want some movement, and maybe a touch of drive if you want more attitude. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's actually traveling somewhere. In the early bars, keep it closed and a bit restrained. As the phrase moves forward, open the filter more and more. That combination of pitch rise and filter opening is a classic tension builder. Next, use EQA to clean things up. If the break has unwanted low rumble, gently high-pass it. If it needs a little more body, you can give a small boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If the hats or top end are too sharp, cut a little around 3 to 6 kHz. The key here is not to overpolish the break. A bit of grit is part of the jungle sound. If you want more punch, add drum bus. Keep it subtle, a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, a touch of transient if you want the snare to snap harder, and only a small amount of crunch if you want extra attitude. Be careful not to flatten the swing. The groove of funky drummer is doing a lot of the work for you. Now let's talk automation. Press in arrangement view to show automation, then draw a smooth rising curve for the pitch. A nice example would be 0 semitones for bars 1 to 4, plus 1 semitone by bars 5 to 8, plus 2 semitones by bars 9 to 12, and plus 3 or plus 4 semitones by bars 13 to 16. That gives you a very natural old-school tension curve. If you want it to feel more like a DJ pulling a record upward, try making it staircase style instead of a smooth ramp. So the pitch rises in little steps. For example, it holds at 0, then jumps to plus 1, then plus 2, then plus 3. That can sound really cool in jungle and old school DNB, because it feels a bit more human and manual. Another fun trick is to pitch only selected hits. You don't have to automate the whole loop equally. You can change pitch on the last kick of a bar, on ghost notes, or on the last half bar before the drop. That keeps the intro punchy and adds motion without overwarping the entire break. Now let's add a little atmosphere. Use echo very subtly for a trailing texture. A short delay time like 1/8 or dotted quarter note can work nicely. Keep the feedback low, and keep the dry slash wet low too. If the delay starts cluttering the low end, high pass the return. Then add a very light reverb if you want a sense of space, but keep it controlled. In jungle, too much reverb can wash out the rhythm fast, so less is usually more. At this point, your intro should be starting to feel like a proper DJ tool. To make it even more usable in a set, think about the final 2-4 bars as a pre-drop space. Open the filter a bit more, raise the pitch slightly more, and reduce the drum density if needed. You could mute a few hits, remove the kick for one bar, or leave a snare-only bar before the drop. That kind of arrangement makes the transition feel intentional and mix-friendly. If you want a bigger drop moment, you can follow the intro with a chopped break section, a sub-bass, a re-space, or a heavy kick and snare pattern. The intro sets the stage, and the drop pays it off. That contrast is what makes the phrase hit hard. A really important beginner note here is to keep things simple. Don't overload the intro with too many fills, too many effects, or too many layers. The best DJ intro usually works because it has space, tension, and a clear landing point. Also, compare your intro at low volume. If it still feels exciting quietly, that's a really good sign that the groove and phrasing are working. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, pitching too far too fast. That can make the break sound gimmicky instead of musical. Second, overwarping the drums. If the groove starts getting smeared, go back to beats mode and preserve the transients. Third, making the intro too busy. Jungle intros often work better when they're clean and purposeful. Fourth, overusing reverb. That can kill the punch. And fifth, forgetting about the low end. Use EQ or utility to keep things tidy. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, try a few extra moves. Add a little saturator with soft clip-on for grit. Use glue compressor very lightly to glue the break together. You can also start the intro filtered and muffled, then gradually open it up so the drop feels brighter and bigger. That contrast can be huge in old-school inspired DNB. Another nice touch is a reverse hit or a short noise riser into the drop. You can make that easily with stock Ableton tools. Reverse a cymbal, use a noise sample in Simpler, or automate a high-pass filter opening on a swell. Even a tiny reverse moment can make the transition feel way more deliberate. Let's quickly run a simple practice exercise. Build an 8-bar intro using Funky Drummer. Warp it in beats mode, loop it for 8 bars, automate pitch from 0 to plus 2 semitones, automate auto filter cutoff from close to open. Add a tiny echo or reverb on the last bar, and fish with a crash, stab, or bass drop. Listen for whether the intro builds naturally, whether the phrasing is easy to count, whether the break still punches, and whether the pitch rise adds excitement without ruining the groove. Then do it again with a slightly stronger pitch rise and compare the two versions. That comparison will teach you a lot about how much movement is enough. So, to recap, lock the break to the grid, keep the groove alive, automate pitch gradually over 8 to 16 bars, shape the sound with filter, EQ, drum bus, echo, and reverb, and always think like a DJ. You want space at the start, tension in the middle, and a clean landing into the next section. That's your Funky Drummer DJ intro pitch build in Ableton Live 12. Subtle, effective, old school, and very usable in a jungle or DNB set. If you want, the next step could be turning this into a full Ableton rack chain, a 16-bar template, or a chop-based Amen-style variation.